Well, 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 we have another federal agency refusing to comply with our FOIA requests. And well, this one is TSA. Now, many of you might recall on this show, we discussed in detail how TSA actually handed over the information regarding J6ers to have them all added to a federal watch list. And ultimately, several journalists were added to that watch list as well. And they were followed by U.S. Marshals. Now, we've covered this extensively on the show. I've reached out several times to TSA for comment, and they don't want to talk about it, of course. But I also followed up with a FOIA request on that, and that's Freedom of Information Act. I asked for all internal emails and communications regarding people like James O'Keefe, who ended up on the list, J.D. Rivera, and Taylor Hansen. And, well, ultimately what happened there? Well, they decided not to respond. So as a result, as of today, we've officially filed a lawsuit against TSA. In that lawsuit, we detail just that. Plus, we also demand the documents that we are entitled to regarding the illegals. They are flying in illegally throughout our country. Many of you guys might know, because we've reported that as well, TSA is allowing illegal aliens to fly throughout our country without identification. They're doing so with just DHS documents and nothing else. So we asked for all of those documents as well, and obviously they don't want to comply. So, well, what happens now? We sue, we're going to win, and we're going to keep going. We're going to get to the bottom of all this because, well, TSA has a lot of explaining to do, and they're going to continue to just pretend like it's not happening. But we know it's happening. And in fact, tomorrow, we're going to have a woman who's very well-versed in all of this. Sonia Blavosko is going to be joining us, and she's going to be detailing exactly what's going on, because she also got a response, and TSA is pretending again with Sonia that none of this is taking place. So again, folks, it's another lawsuit we've just filed. It's one of many, of course. We've also suing right now the VA for pulling benefits from January 6ers prior to their trials. And even after their trials, and they were only convicted of misdemeanors, they lost benefits when they were not supposed to. We're going to get to the bottom of that one as well. But here's the big part in all of this. Independent journalists need to keep pushing because the corporate media is ignoring all of this. This is government overreach. This is weaponization of all of our federal agencies. And they're ignoring it because they want to play it safe. So it's up to independent journalists to push back. And if you want to support independent journalism, it's quite simple, folks. Head over to supportbree.com. That's our direct way of supporting us. And although we're not raising money for these lawsuits, I want to be clear about that. It helps our team get together. It helps me pay staff to read over these documents when we finally do get them and things of that nature. So when you're going over to supportbree.com, you're supporting our work. So if you want to support us directly, you head over to our page. You could become a one-time donor or a monthly donor, and you could pick any dollar amount you'd like. So we greatly appreciate everything that you guys do because, well, you're what keeps us going.